AircheckDownloads.com.
American Top 40.
Billboard ranks them, AT40 counts them down. Here's one of seven movie songs in this week's survey. From the Last Dragon soundtrack, it's a recent number one soul song by DeBarge. Down a notch to number four, here's Rhythm of the Night. DeBarge on American Top 40. After a couple of weeks at number three, this week they fall to number four with Rhythm of the Night. This is Casey on American Top 40 in Hollywood. And now, time to answer that question about the biggest songs of the decades. Richard Collier of Dumas, Arkansas, says in his letter that he's heard us say that You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone was the biggest chart song of the 1970s. What he wants to know is, what are the biggest chart hits of the 50s, the 60s, and so far in the 80s? Well, first, let's go back to the 1950s. We find that the biggest chart single of that decade wasn't Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White by Prez Prado or Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and the Comets. Instead, it was an instrumental from 1952, which spent 38 weeks on the chart, including 5 weeks at number one, a hit by Leroy Anderson and his orchestra called Blue Tango. In the 60s, the biggest song of that decade was the only song to ever hit number one in two different chart runs, in 1960 and 1962. I'm talking about the classic Chubby Checker hit, The Twist. Now, in the 70s, as we've said, the biggest song was You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone. And so far, halfway through the 80s, the biggest song is a number one smash by Olivia Newton-John. The song titled Physical. And there's your answer, Richard. The biggest chart single in the 50s was Blue Tango by Leroy Anderson and his orchestra. The biggest of the 60s was The Twist by Chubby Checker. The biggest chart song of the 70s was You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone. And the biggest hit so far in the 80s is Physical by Olivia Newton-John. Thanks for writing in. Now, on with the countdown.
Number three.
Up a notch, Simple Minds. That's Simple Minds climbing a notch to number three with Don't You Forget About Me from the soundtrack of the film The Breakfast Club, one of seven movie songs in this week's countdown. Coming up, the biggest movie song in our survey this week from the film Vision Quest. It also happens to be the new number one song in the USA.
The hits from coast to coast.
I'm Casey Kasem. Here's a song that's currently number one on the soul chart. It's hit number one in Australia, number one in Britain, number one in Holland, and after 4 weeks at number one in the USA, this very unique record drops to number two. USA for Africa singing a song of truth. We are the world. USA for Africa and We Are the World. After four consecutive weeks at number one, that song falls to number two on American Top 40. And now, as we get set to hear the new number one song in the land, let's check out the number ones on Billboard's other charts. Number one on the soul chart, we just heard it, We Are the World by USA for Africa. Number one on the album chart, the album We Are the World by USA for Africa. Number one on the country chart is Somebody Should Leave by Reba McEntire. Number one on the dance and disco chart, Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears. And at the top of the Billboard Pop Singles chart, we have a movie song. A song from the soundtrack of the movie Vision Quest. And it's performed in the movie by the hottest new star on the charts today. The 24-year-old singer, dancer, and actress from Detroit. The new number one song in the USA is Crazy for You by Madonna. Madonna with the new number one song in the USA. After three consecutive weeks at number two, it finally moves into the top spot. Madonna and Crazy for You from the album Vision Quest soundtrack. And there you have them, the 40 most popular records in America, determined by Billboard magazine for the week ending May 11th, 1985. American Top 40 is produced in Hollywood by ABC Watermark. Executive producer, Tom Roms. Producer, Don Bastani. With Meryl Schindler, Matt Wilson, Daryl Morden, Dana Schwartzwalder, Stephen Brand, Alan Kaufman, Elaine Stieglitz, Mike Williams, Stu Jacobs, and Ron Shapiro. I'm Casey Kasem. Join me next week, and again, we'll count down the 40 most popular songs in the USA. Till then, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
AirCheckDownloads.com.